know you won't like me after today. Me, I don't care. Sir. Tomorrow, that's when you will not like me. Tomorrow, in 10 years' time, that's when. For now, I don't need it. Kante kota kabadaha. Adende kete kete. Kadanga da kabada kata. Kabango bogo bogo bosh. Kadaga kaganta kakube kumbe. Kadagada kadaga bokumba kadaga. Ebeken kota kadakata. Kadaga. He said, if you do these things, your faith will not fail. Kabonga dakada. What are those things? Gebeko. This one is one of them. Kabagobo. Kadaga kabogo. Jesus told Peter, he said, I pray for you. Akabeko bobo kobo. Even if that one Satan comes, you will still stand. We are not afraid of Satan, but there is something you will do. Then no matter what, even if Satan makes his headquarters in your house, there is a church. The scripture spoke about them. He said that where you are sitting is Satan's headquarters. But I've known you that you survive. What made those men to survive? Ah! Kabango, Kadekota, Kabango, Kadekota, Kabata, Zakambeta. Just do this thing for one more minute. Sagebora, Sagaba, Petente de Dedesh, Kadabaga Dabarata, Rabata Banta Baba Kambra, Aike Petendo Katala, Ratatatatatatatatata. Let your generator run for one more minute. Ratatatatata, Ratatatatata. Rabababa radabata tatatata rabababa radabata badata pepende pepete tete 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 rabababa radabata tatata radabata. Go and pray with her. Go and pray with her. They need to change generator for her. She has been using I pass my neighbor for too long. You need to be giving bulldozer. Atitaba. Tebendo takapata kapata barata rapapata kambata papadia. Let your generator run for one more minute. Tebedede rapata danda bratata papa is a generator kapapapadia rapapanda papapapa kapatata rapata papa. My generator run one more minute. Kapendo rapamba papa rapata papa rapata. One more minute. Oh, generator, run for one more minute. Akabamba patati, iratende takadi, rapata batada tada tada tada, rapata tada tada tada, rapata batota kapanata, apeida kate, akabuta, yatata, ratata, apetetete, rapata batada kapatada, rapakamba takapananta pakate, rakata pataka. Oh, generator, run for one more minute. Kape kamba, abenda tatatata kota kota, rapakamba takamba takapina, ratatatata, ratatatatatata, ratatatatatata, katanda tatakatata kapatata, ramananta patendiata, aika patakamba retetetetete, rapakota kaskatata, kapaskapata, atikambetena, atikambapamba. rabakabata kabanatoa rabakabata natalia. Allow your generator to roar. Let it roar, let it roar for one more minute. Akabande totatoa akapota akapapapapapota akapapapapapota akapinda babatalea yabakabata natada amamantato rabatatanda tatatia. God's love, allow your generator to roar. Let it roar. Let it roar. Akamba papati tata nakaba. Rapataba kabandaba. Ratata kabena. Akamba pekaba. Mamam taba kabada. Ratata tata. Ayaka pena nanaka. Oh my God. Akatata tata. Katita. Katia.
See your face. ourselves on the foundational things of our faith. And we are able to touch a few things already. Yesterday was powerful. I will advise you to go and get those messages and listen to them.
Call me a junkie. Your soul has three departments. One is your will. The second one is your feelings or affections. The third one is your intellect. When you want to do Bible studies, which one do you need the most? Which one do you need the most? No. The soul has
the affections, feeling or feelings, then yeah, or emotions better than will. Do you notice when they play this thing, your emotions will be rising? I'm not saying it's bad, but you need, there is one you need most now. That one is your intellect. Give us just 30 seconds or 1 minute summary of what we did yesterday. You can look at Jota. It's not what's the name of, it's not midwifery exam. You can look at your. No, sit down now.
Yesterday we continue with the identity, our identity in Christ, and we talk about having access through the Holy Ghost, as the Holy Ghost is the earnest, that is the down payment of our salvation, and that He has granted us, we having the Holy Ghost grants us the access to access everything our Father has. And then we also talk about that we are priests and kings, and say something like, yeah, something like priestly king and kingly priest. And that priestly king is a king that is a priest that have sufficiently done business or has sufficiently managed his priesthood, and then he started ruling the territory, and then become a king. Then kingly priest is a king, and that a king cannot function without a priest. A king must have an altar that is backing him up. So that is kingly priest. And then he also talk about two kinds of priesthood: the Aaronic priesthood and that of Melchizedek. And he said that the Aaronic priesthood runs on the basis of it's all about one man come and offer sacrifice for others. Why that of Melchizedek is an eternal order. It's all about every man will come before God, bring himself a sacrifice. And then he said that Jesus is the priesthood after an eternal order. That is after the order of Melchizedek. And for a throne to be established.
No wonder you passed all your exams. I open your jota now. Where is your jota? By now it will be minus 150. Let me see your jota. You have refused to change. You don't have daughter. I don't understand these things. Where is your daughter? Huh? Boy, you didn't forget your phone. Meanwhile, I saw something on your WhatsApp status. One damn said that is. Has very, very big waist. You can't be looking for Jesus and have that, be looking for big waist. So the two of them can't go together. I wonder what you are looking for. I go back to Batashidide. I just spoke in tongues when I saw it. I said, what is this? My God. I'm not saying it's bad, though. Wait. So you won't go and say, I said, did I say it's bad? No. Did I say it's bad? But I'm here to see somebody looking for big ways that found Jesus. I'm here to see it. Have you seen? How did I get here? Help me back. Help me back. Amen. If I don't tell you, nobody will tell you. That's why I'm telling you. So you will be not. That's why we are friends on WhatsApp. Because you can't post anything there. You can't post. I can't allow you to post anything. I know we want to be normal. So that we... The world knows we are not normal. It's us that is trying to show the world we are not normal. Are you normal? How can you be speaking in tongues? What is tongues? Do you know what Webster's English dictionary calls tongues? Calls it glossolalia. Do you know what glossolalia means? Babbling in rubbish. Somebody cannot understand. Is it rubbish that you are doing when you pray in tongues? So you now see that you are not normal. Sometimes as you are doing that thing that they say is normal, fire will be growing in your chest. Even if you don't believe anything, at least you believe the fire that is growing in your chest. Amen. I think you should go back and listen to that. You see, that thing is powerful. We reached down to the wisdom that came before creation, and we are able to extract heavy matters. That's why I will not leave this my song. It seems as if the song takes us. I'm riding on the power of the... We reach down. Levels in Revelation. There are vistas that can open to you. And then you begin to see into the heart of God before he even did any. He can. There are many planes from which God can tell you stuff. Your Bible is big, but your jota is small. I don't understand. The last evangelist I know that had big Bible, he did not end well. It was when I was in my final year. I was one evangelist. We are under the same reverend. He has a white suit. Say white suit. The one I told you will be fasting, we say, Chris Oyakilome, don't blow. Suleiman, don't blow. One day, we go blow. See, as we they pray now, God they look from heaven. We never pray for 10 minutes. There's one day we managed and prayed 30 minutes together. The guy was, he started writing that message that he preached to the global stage. Said, I know my calling. My calling is global. He will tell you the dreams he had in the night. We had cripples and millions gathered in the crusade field. And I turn. May that not be your story. In fact, do you know what I found out? If too many dreams will stop you from waking up and walking your dreams out, stop having dreams. It's not about the dream. It's about how much you are ready to work hard so that what is dream. Of course, no matter what you dream, you can make it a reality if you are willing to work hard. Anything. Once you can dream it. And it's not just you sleep, you dream. You can dream. Once you have a mind, you can envision things. And your mind is very powerful. Your mind is so powerful that if your confession is wrong, your vision can correct your confession. What did I say? Your vision can correct your confession. Now, remember, You cannot get to a place. What words are so powerful that Jesus said that every word you spoke will come into judgment. Every word. That means when you say, I can't do it, it will come into judgment. I can do it, it will come into judgment. I don't try, make I stop here. Those ones. When you, so the universe is a byproduct of sound codes. You didn't get it. And God said. Is it not true? Every single thing that came into existence was as a result of the spoken word. That means confession and spoken word is as powerful as what we are seeing manifest. So you will never see anything manifest in your life until you confess it long enough. Meanwhile, it was Paul that now came in the book of Ezekiel, Romans chapter 10, and told us the accurate basis for confession. He now said, when you confess with your mouth, and then do what? So that means there is a combination that causes explosion. That before, when God was saying, let there be light, he has already conceived that phenomenon in his heart. Is it not true? And then he now what? Said. It is on this basis that I'm telling you that if what you conceived in your heart is correct, even if your confession is wrong, over it will now take longer time, but over time, your vision in your heart will correct the confession in your mouth. In other words, you can turn it the other way. If your confession, you are saying, I'll be rich, I'll be prosperous, I'll be ready, but the vision in your heart is wrong. That vision will make the confession not to come to pass. That is why the basis for hearing the word of, the principal thing that the word of God tries to accomplish in your heart is transformation. Because once transformation comes, you start thinking in a certain way. The impartation that your soul receives is what we call the mind of Christ. So you begin to see every issue the way Jesus would have seen it. Daniel, where are you lost? Let's find you. Is he at Nkwedo? Where? Are you sure? Okay. So when the word of God comes and transforms you, it gives you a certain kind of mindset. That means there is only a way you can think. There is what we call the power of thought pattern. Say the power of thought pattern. If you want to think now, what are the major things you think about? Let me tell you that there are major things you think about. Every human, you will not know it. I'm not telling you, I'm calling your attention to what you do. You notice that before you sleep, there is this 10, 15, 30 minutes that you used to think. Is it not true? And then you drift with that thought and sleep. Notice that it's always consistent. 70% of it is consistent. Is it not true? And most times you enter your dreams and start acting. Is it not? That means your life revolves around that thought process and pattern that dominates the majority of your subconscious. It is on this basis that the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. What is heart? The heart is the seat of our humanity. You see, the heart is where... This lady thinks it's only fire, you know. I'm teaching us. I'm trying to tell you why I'm at this level now, but I'm not thinking like the people here. I'm thinking there is a standard. I'm not even thinking like people in America. I'm thinking from scriptural standard. What Jesus says is possible to me is what I believe is possible. What Jesus says is not possible to me, I don't believe it's possible. So, the realities of the scripture via the spoken, written, and heard word has entered into my soul and transformed it into another thing. So I lack the capacity to think in a certain way. I can't be thinking sickness. It's not possible. I'm telling you. See, you don't know how important this thing is. The access that Satan has to your mind, the most powerful access he has, is through your thoughts. In fact, the access spirits have to your mind to control you is through thoughts. Do you know? When you watch movies, have you seen white people like this? They will not tell you that. They will not come openly and say homosexuality, we are telling you to engage in homos. But they will show two men that will. Did they say anything? But they suggested a line of thought for you. Do you know? After some time, you will move from. You see, there were days. Are you not watching? Who you watch American movie? Let me come to you. You watch American movie. Sometimes there were days you see homosexuals. In those days, when you see it, you say, "What is this thing?" You even fast forward it. But these days, you have moved from being intolerant to that idea. You know it's still sin and bad, though. But shall you just say, "Shall is their way. Shall is their way. This world is bad now. This world is not as repulsive to you as it was before. Is it not true?" That means, are you with me now? That means they have suggested the thoughts to your mind. So they will bombard you with the thing, bombard you until it weakens your resolve concerning that matter. In the same way, if God wants to strengthen your resolve concerning a matter, what does he do? He bombards you with information via the gates to your soul, your eye gate, your ear gate. Are you with me? There are two major gates to your soul, your eye gate and what? So you bombard. When I continue bombarding some information, sometimes the first set of information that is being bombarded to your soul, it will bounce back. It will bounce back. But after some time, in the midst of bouncing back, some information will rest. And over time, are you with me? Over time, your soul begin to adjust to it, adjust to it, adjust to it. I remember the first time I heard about tongues. I never imagined it. You know our brother now, Valentine. Some of you guys, okay, you are not in that meeting. You need to see the meeting when he received Holy Ghost baptism. Nobody laid hands on him. Victor was there. He was sitting one side like this. And there is a way. I thank God. When I go inside, I look at the way I responded to matters. I'll be feeling, didn't I overdo it? But when the result comes back, I will now know that it's actually the Holy Spirit that wanted me to do it that way. Because it's hard. There are some cases that only certain kinds of people can handle. There are some things I can tell you, only me can tell you that thing. Others will be looking at your face, they won't tell you, not me. What will you do to me now? I who is let me pause that side. Let me not go to that side. Let me not go to that. So normally my normal me, I would have respected him. That's my normal me. I respect my space, I'm the type of person that if I come here, if this is my space, I will stay there. I will not disturb you. Are you with me? But meanwhile, when the guy sat down, I started talking about Holy Ghost baptism. He was asking, he doesn't want to hear it. He was asking all sort of questions. Now, the normal thing to do is to stop talking about it and talk about something that everybody will benefit from. Is it not true? That's not my type of person. Me, I checked in the spirit. Holy Ghost is there. I say I won't leave. Fine with the Holy Spirit is. I continue talking. And then ask him now. The hand of God came down. He was still doubting. Eh? The power of God hit him in the seat. Bam! He fell. He felt nobody laid hands. He has not believed. Now this is the thing. I don't have time to explain to you the economy that was released in that place. See, have you seen circumstances that it is related to what I'm saying now? There are two key things that causes things to happen. They believe in your heart and the confession in your mouth. Have you seen people that came to give their life to Christ? They say after me. They say, My Lord Jesus, I give my heart to you. Didn't you do it 5 times? And you are not yet born again. You know the day you are now born again. Some of that last time, self, you might not have said something big, but something happened to your heart, and you know that is today. That means the saying in the mouth did not cause any change. It's the saying in the mouth is powerful because there is something that happened to the heart. Are you with me now? In other words, you can be saying another thing in your mouth. I have seen people that is saying something else in their mouth, but in their heart, they desire the Holy Ghost. So even though he was arguing with his mouth, his heart really is yearning for that thing. That's the one God answered. That's why I'm telling you that if division, if the content of the heart is correct, it will correct what? If the content of the heart is correct, it will correct the confession. So even though he is arguing, but his heart is correct. So God minister to him. In the same way, vice versa. If the content of the heart is wrong, even when you are saying the right things, you will never touch God. The reason why many people are robbed of seasons of encounters is because even though they say the right thing, their heart is bad. As we are still talking, the Holy Ghost struck him, bam. Ask him, he's here. In a store, 2 stores that we called this thing. And then as soon as the Holy Ghost struck him back, he spoke in tongues. We dismissed, he's still tongue. It's my sister that told me he went to school tomorrow, he's teaching. He will teach more and run to one. The thing will come, he will run to one side and do, blah, 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 for after releasing himself for some time. And then come back. You don't know the Holy Ghost. Yes. Something came on him. Yes, it was glory that came on him. I have seen that thing happen many times. The first time it happened was when I was in campus. You have heard my story now. I was in campus and I preached to a guy. That was the day I knew it practically that there is a prince of this world that veils the eyes of men from being born again. If somebody hears your word preaching to be born again and gets born again, you don't know the testimony. You don't know how heavy and mighty that thing is. I preached to the person. We are doing Bible argument to convince him to give his life. This is a man. He's an Isoka man. He said he has been having vision that he knows that God has a calling for him. Meanwhile, I with you now. Your calling, there is nothing like a call on the life of a man that the government of God has not found a basis. I with you now. See, the beginning of God's government in the heart of a man is when is when? When does God's government in your heart begin? Correct. That's when. Are you with me? So that is why when you are born again, we say, Jesus, I accept you as my personal what? Is it just Savior? Lord. What does the word Lord mean? It is an acceptance that there is a rulership, a government that is coming over to take over. So that henceforth, I will not do what I desire. I am willing to submit to this new government, believing that it has the best of my interest in heart and the capacity to push forth my destiny. Are you with me now? So even though that guy has a calling and he knows and he has been dreaming, that call has no power of actualization until the government of God has a foundation in his heart. And that thing can only happen if he becomes born again. So the persons are myself, this Nigeria or whatever, or people that will bring the real revival we seek, many of them are not born again. I'm still coming to my point, my story. I was reading a book by Rick Joyner when I found out many years ago, about 6 or 7 years ago, when I found out the scope of God's calling around my life, I began to study. I hope you know, what's the first price you pay for being used by God? What's not the first price? What's the first price you pay? The first price you pay, the price of knowledge. Not any knowledge. Requisite knowledge. There is a particular knowledge you need. That's the first price you pay to be used by God. People went far in God most times because they were exposed to the right information. Do you know? Some of us, it took us 10 years to know about the Holy Ghost baptism. But some people got born again today. They said, do you want the Holy Ghost? They say, yes, they gave them. And from that day, they have spoken in. They are still 25 years, but they have spoken in tongues for 10 years. We got born again and relaxed. You know, all of you that is in your rift, anyway, we are not this place. We relax. We are doing. You know those things they do. All those brothers now, they will move with trousers like this. That's what happened to some of us until we entered campus and we saw small children, and they were katangete katash kidigidi. So they did it. I say he's a lie. I told them, do you know who I am? I carried my pious and sanctimonious. Before I left, my father called me now and ordained me pastor in training. I carried the thing. Pastor in training. I entered UNM. When I look at you, you need to know, because we presented many aspects of self-righteousness, thinking that what made us worthy. No, Paul said in Galatians that you became what you are by faith. Are you now made complete in the flesh? That's the story of some of us that got born again in certain settings, in religious settings. You were born again by grace, but you are now growing in the flesh by self. That journey will take you 10 years to achieve something that another man can achieve in 1 month. So the right information made some people born again today, spoke in tongues today, start fasting tomorrow. Are you with me? By next week, they know that they can minister Holy Ghost baptism. That what you have, you can give. Are you with me now? Do you know how much it took me to convince myself that I can minister Holy Ghost baptism? How many people have you gotten filled with the Holy Ghost? You are still afraid now. You are just carrying the Holy Ghost, carrying the Holy Ghost. You come to meetings, drink, you carry it, and go and sleep on your bed, and be feeling goose pimples. He has not helped anybody.
gather
your students and try Holy Ghost on them, my friend. Yes. Those things you receive is practice that will make it your own. If you don't practice, it will never be your own. Am I saying it's easy? No. I'm saying you even do the first one, it won't work. When you minister first Holy Ghost baptism, was it easy? Eh? Just starting. My own was 2 hours. My own first Holy Ghost was 2 hours. But there is something about me that has made me reach where I am now. Eh? I don't give up easy. No. If I have touched my hand or something like this, I will make sure that it is not possible. Even then, if everybody will go, me, I will be there. Unless I'm not coming. That's why I don't make decisions fast. I stayed there. I can remember the lady. I stayed there. After 2 hours, she now did shatatata. I said, glory! The thing has come. Hey! That night. Eh? I was feeling like Benny Hinn. You don't understand the feeling. I'm telling you. You can't measure the feeling the first time you get somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying in a meeting where they say lay hands. No. You just moved on the road one on one. You get person born again on the road. Get him filled with the Holy Ghost. Hi. There's nothing they will tell you about Jesus you won't believe. You can't get somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. How can you get the person healed? You wasted effort when somebody got born again and you didn't feel him with the Holy Ghost. Is effort wasted? You just left the person on a long journey. It will take 10 years if nothing happens for that person to be correct in God. The way to seal the work is to give the Holy Ghost. Meanwhile, some of us didn't know we can do it. We were looking at big men of God. We didn't know that the Bible said that what a man has, he can what? He's only, don't you have the Holy Ghost? You can give such as I have. Touch! Oh my God! We have grown to levels where we now minister Holy Ghost baptism via chat, via voice note, via everything. But before that, it took me 2 hours to minister the first one. Did I stop? How many people have you gotten filled with the Holy Ghost? Jesus, what is happening? We will do practical. We will stop teaching next week. After prayer and prophetic over, it's practical now. How many people have you laid hands on and they went under power? Are they up to 100? Have you done it on the streets? How many times? Change this thing. On your phone. Let's see. How many cripples have you raised? Blind eyes. Deaf ears. How many? One. You have tried. The gate has opened. If you have done one, you can do 100. I heard you used to stop the rain. This man, if rain is about to fall, you don't want it to call him. He will just stop the rain. Like Elijah and Moses. If you have the gift of faith functioning in your life, you can raise the dead like water. It's something that looks impossibility on the face and laugh. The gift of faith, it can look possibility on the face and laugh. People will be bothered and you are not worried. That is one of my greatest strengths. When people are worried, I'm never worried. It impacts you with so much courage that people will be wondering, What is evil? Haven't you wondered it about me? What in this guy? What in they give him this moral self? And even me, I wondered too. What in they give me this moral? These things are the workings of the Holy Ghost in the heart of a man. How did I get here? Oh my God. Huh? Well, that's too backward. There is, I'm talking about the authority of God in the heart of somebody that comes into existence when the person gets born again. And the reason why I said that is because of the story I'm telling. I announced Boutre saying that knowledge is the first price you pay. Mark it. Let's go back. Now, telling you about what happened to the guy that I've seen. When I finished discussing with the guy, we set out one day, we argued the Bible for. It is after that day that I stopped arguing. See, I believe I'm a logical person. Do you know what it means? If you are too emotional, you won't like me. The reason is that I have had ladies. That's why I don't answer many calls now. Ladies, they will call you. I said, calm down. What happened? The person will cry for another 5 minutes. I said, you know, this is what you do, eh? Send it in a chat. And they sent that thing in a chat. It's not up to one paragraph. And I'm saying, hey, okay, I will call you and deal with it. You can stay in that call for 1 hour and you have not achieved anything. You don't know. Haven't you stayed on such course and you did not achieve anything at the end? Because we don't even know what is wrong yet. At the end, you have found that it was towards the end that you finally found out what was really wrong with the person. Are you not getting the point? The issue, that's why me, I'm logical. First thing I do, I have to find out what is wrong so that I will now know what to do. If not, some of these ladies, they would have carried me. What I carry go. By now, let me warn you, that you are not strong. If they catch you, these ladies, be answering anyhow corner, they will catch you one day. When they catch you, this is the way they will push you to heaven. That there is nobody, once I speak to you, my problem is over. And you believe it. You'll be saying, no, no, you are not God, but something in you is believing it. They know. There is a thermometer. Oh my God. There is a thermometer these ladies, they have. Their own is sharper than your own. Believe this thing. I'm telling you, we have been in this business for long. They are measuring faster than you. They know you are going down. And you think you are strong. It's they that know you are going down. And after some time, they will now strike. You will fall like a cat. How did I get here? You like this enough? Okay, we have gone to a prayer meeting. And those days I was young, I thought everything. They told us, you are not bringing the person to prayers. When he comes and he goes in tongues in the Holy Ghost for 2 hours, all those flesh and all the things. He's a liar. They will speak in tongues with you and bring you down. Shebi, you say his prayer meeting. All of them will fool your prayer meeting. 70% has agenda. Will bring you down. It's not by prayer meeting again. I'm telling you how vibe. Dio, did they cook for you? They cook for you and you ate now. They hated me those days. They will cook for me, I know they come. Something in me, I wasn't too wise. I'm not saying I'm too wise, but something in me is telling me, Edu, you are going. Edu, you are going. Edu, you are. And I'm saying, I will drink my garri and sleep. That's why I'm here. If I tell you what they called me, in fact, there's a group of sisters those days that said, I'm a homosexual. Sisters, or not unbelievers, fireful sisters. Do you know the reason why? Do you know the reason why? They checked and they found out that the thing no work. Try this one, no work. Try this one, no work. My sister used to bring me information those days. Now. Say, I just saved your life. What did I do? Your life, oh. These are life hacks. I've done it for more than 10 years and it worked. It's just that there is also another end that I made mistake. That one, let me help you too. I overdid it. But it's better at the end to overdo this side than overdo this side. That other side that I overdid, I have to tell you my own weakness. Those days, to greet sisters is sin for me. Call nothing, 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 nothing. How would you now find the damn cell you will marry? It's impossible. I've said this, man. Hi, how did I enter here? My God, help me back. My story. Let's go back, I beg. Some people don't want me to live here. When we now did argument, me and that guy, we did, for 4 hours, that's when I knew that arguments can't win anything. There is a veil covering the eyes of every unbeliever. Your job is to tear that veil. Then the glorious light of the gospel will shine. That is the job of intercessors in a territory. Before, it was that thing that taught me, that was the beginning of my intercessory ministry. That was when, because I was burning for evangelism, thinking it's just enough for you to go and meet people to be born again. Everybody I met, I failed. And I began to wonder, what is wrong? They said, preach the word. And I'm a soul winner. I'm not just doing evangelism. There are two things. I'm not just interested in preaching Jesus to you. I'm interested in you being born again. I'm not satisfied leaving you without you encountering Jesus. So if I leave sometimes, because you can't force the person, something the person has to yield by his own will. If I leave that way, I'm disturbed. What is wrong? You need to ask questions. So it was on this basis that we did argument. After that day, I knew that something more makes men to yield. Thy people shall be willing. When? The days of your power. Thank God for that. I would have been a powerless believer. It took that encounter to change my life forever. I began to know that there is such a thing as power and supernatural. That everything about the believer is supernatural. super encoded in the natural. It was that thing that after 4 hours, the guy told me, he said, Edu Kai. He agreed that I won the argument. I now say, give your life to Christ. He refused. He said, later. I felt so bad. I can't tell you how I felt bad. It cannot be communicated in words. I didn't know when I felt bad, heaven rejoiced. I felt bad though, but heaven rejoiced. Do you know why heaven rejoiced? Because they have been trying to show me something and I didn't see it. The only way I saw it was that experience. So I went to pray. I went to pray to find out why I did everything. One argument, my friend. That's why you are on Facebook and you are winning every argument and nobody has gotten born again from your argument. You won all, yet nothing happened. No transformation, no healing, no repentance, nobody, nothing, no soul added. But you won argument is a waste, my friend. Unless that argument has a way of pushing the kingdom forward, getting a soul born again, getting something. That is, in my heart, I pursue apologetics. If I tell you how many books of Rabbi Zacharias that I have, you'll be shocked. Apologetics, basic, advanced too, is all in my shelves. But beyond that, after doing that, I went 6 days. I was fasting and praying. Somehow I stumbled on a book, and the person wrote in the book is that he prayed for souls. I said, what does he mean to pray for souls? The person said he prayed, give me souls or I die. I said, what is this? I said, let me try it. I brought the guy and kept, and I started praying. Give me this soul, oh God, or I die. It's not these days that fasting is normal. Those days, to fast 6 to 6 is not a small matter. Even now, is it a small matter? After 6 days, I went for camp meeting and came back after 3 days. And then the guy met me, said he had been looking for me for long. What happened? He said that one day, he went to check a babe. Say, babe. I know you are a scripture union, but say it, you nothing will happen. You will not lose your salvation. Come and sit in front, the two of you. Now, he went to check a fine babe in one campus fellowship. It so happened that campus fellowship allows the Holy Ghost to move. Say Holy Ghost. Say move. Say Holy Ghost. Say move. There is such a thing as Holy Ghost moving on. Many times people allowed him to be stuck. If he moves, oh my God, they'll be shaking. So the lady invited him. The lady refused. Second one, he refused. Third one, he refused. Finally, the lady said, agreed. And said, if you come to fellowship, I will give you my number. The guy started arranging his room that there will be action. Say action. I command Sigida, a rebel. Say action. It was then that the lady now invited. He now came the final one to fellowship to see the matter. Say, see the matter. It's a deal to sign and carry. So when he entered fellowship, things were happening. He hung one side as gay man. He hung one. Things were going on. Then the Holy Ghost began to move. The first person fell under power. Second person fell under power. These people will be doing this thing and me will go and fall under power. Guy man like me, He went to the wall like this and pin himself so that nothing will happen. The president of the fellowship somehow went and touched his head and left. That's the last thing he remembered. 2 hours later, he saw himself. Fellowship executive surrounded, his own is worse. Because others fell, got up and left him. They now surrounded him. Hi! When he woke up, the glory of God was literally resting on him. You know what happened? What happened to Paul happened to him. You can't kick against the pricks. You can't come and hold Jesus like this. Let's know who we win. We know now who we win. Even if you say it's not Jesus, we mean. In fact, even if I don't say it, the Bible said it. Independent of your opinion, we know the winner. There are 2 people receiving impartation as I'm talking now. Do you know the way I know? Your heart, eh? Let me leave that part. That's not my part. Now, the guy now left and went to his room. His roommates there were cultists. One is Apache. One is forgotten the name. Whatever they call themselves. Those days we used to deliver them. There is one, his name is Mobutu Sese Seko. All kinds of names. Come here, you demon, leave. There's a demon that works with them. If you take Holy Communion with them, there's one of the, he said, when you take Holy Communion, they do Holy Communion. He said, once they start, a spirit will come and you will feel a presence. Literally, the way you feel the presence of God. Suddenly they will be bound by that spirit. All of them will feel a oneness. That's what makes them not betray each other. You think it's just word of mouth? They are bound by oath and covenant. It was when he entered this room, the glory that came, his 2 roommates that were caught, is ran away. He prayed that night, woke up in the morning to go to, he prayed in tongues. Meanwhile, that's not the point. He woke up to go to class. Is bad. Wanted to greet the first person in the morning, tongues, say tongues. Wanted to greet the second person, tongues. He's an Insuka man. He couldn't speak Deje. He couldn't speak English. He couldn't speak any. He's only tongues. He left for class, went to class. As he was reaching that place, he also spoke in tongues. He wanted to greet his classmates in tongues. And they knew him as their man. My guy started crying. He started calling my number, not going. Everything, nothing he didn't do. Not for 3 days, he was suffering that thing. On the second day, the thing now lifted. By then, he had submitted to Jesus. When I now met him in Lontenis, I now asked him, have you surrendered to Jesus? He lifted his hand and said, yes, surrender. My brother, you need power. Pray for 2 minutes. Tell Jesus, today I know I need power. Amen. This thing is easy with power. You know, you can't win a show without power, my friend. Think men giving to, they have been drinking alcohol for 30 years. How do you think they will just leave that alcohol? They have been womanizing and they like it. They like the womanizing. They have done it for 10 years and you think they will just, they need power to break that thing over them. Break that stuff over their life. So can the barata bahata kadia. Thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. It's not as if this man didn't want to give in, but there is no sufficient energy to break the world of sin and Satan over their life. The Bible says, turning them that are held in darkness from the power of Satan to the power of our Christ. For the kingdom of darkness, for the kingdom of light. I come here, taka bendara, rakwas kabena, aiko para talatante. You need power.
so I died. That is the cry of a man that is desperate for the souls of his family, of his friends, of his mother. Give me these souls, oh God. There is a wavelength of energy that can break the hold of Satan that is limiting them from yielding to the call of Christ. Oh my God, oh my God. I katela kateka pataka takataka pataka patakwa. There is a convicting power, a convicting power, a convicting presence. No man listens to you and will not surrender to Jesus. They will hear your voice and cry out. As they cried out in that meeting with Peter, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Men and brethren, from today, they will cry out to you, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? It's a convicting power. 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 No man will resist the power, the wisdom, the authority with which you speak from today. Witness power, convicting grace pouring out of your vessel. Cry to God after today. Men shall cry when you speak. What shall we do, men and brethren, to be saved?
What shall we do? to be saved. The Bible says that they were caught in their hearts. They were pricked in their heart. From today, God will grant you something. When you speak, men will be caught in their heart. When you speak, men will be caught in their heart. Oh my God, oh my God. That is here. Ask God to intervene. Every single one of them, let the eyes of the Lord be upon them. The Bible says that the seven eyes of the Lord that roams to and fro the whole earth. If he can roam to and fro the whole earth, he can see even every detail that is represented in this request. We cry, oh God.
Two. Three.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Stronger Holy Ghost. The oil is getting thicker. It's 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 getting thicker. Oh my God. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, 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 fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, 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 fresh.